Nature's Daredevils. Writing for Young Audiences. I know, at the end of the last column I promised that this issue I'd talk all about macro payments. But that was before I found out that this was Locus's special young adult SF issue. And as I happened to be on tour with my first young adult SF novel, Little Brother, I think I'd better put off macros for a month and talk a little about what I've learned about writing for young people. First of all, YASF is gigantic and invisible. The numbers speak for themselves. A YA bestseller is likely to be moving 10 times as many copies as an adult SF title occupying the comparable slot on the grown-up list. Like many commercially successful things, YA is largely ignored by the power brokers of the field, rarely showing up on the Hugo ballot. And when was the last time you went to a Golden Duck Award ceremony? Yet so many of us came into the field through YA, and it's YASF that will bring the next generation into the fold. Genre YA fiction has an army of promoters outside of the field. Teachers, librarians, and specialist booksellers are keenly aware of the difference the right book can make to the right kid at the right time, and they spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to convince kids to try out a book. Kids are naturals for this, since they really use books as markers of their social identity, so that good books sweep through their social circles like chicken pox epidemics, infecting their language and outlook on life. That's one of the most powerful things about writing for younger audiences. It matters. We all read for entertainment no matter how old we are, but kids also read to find out how the world works. They pay keen attention. They argue back. There's a consequentiality to writing for young people that makes it immensely satisfying. You see it when you run into them in person and find out that there are kids who read your book, Googled every aspect of it, figured out how to replicate the best bits, and have turned your story into a hobby. We wring our hands a lot about the graying of SF.